Based on what we saw out there today, how close is that, I guess, line-wise to what you'll try and use tomorrow night?
Reasonably close on three of them. But then, you know, read too much into that this is the final. So there's some nicks and bruises. There's guys that, for me, have made the team that aren't going to be in the lineup tomorrow. There's some guys that need to have big games to stay in the opening night roster.
Some of the guys were talking today that they were starting to approach last night's game like regular season. Will you?
I hope you're talking the guys
tomorrow?
We left here.
Yes, okay, you can do that. Tomorrow's approach, is it more of what you'll kind of set up the guys for Carolina?
The routine, but then we've got we don't fly on game day, so you try to get it as close to it. You'll run the bench maybe with a little bit more of a mindset of matchups, but you're still running your whole bench. So I'm not going to run it like an NHL game where you'll tighten down quite a bit early. Just want to give everybody maximum amount of time to get comfortable with the people that they're with and get as many looks as we can.
Paul, 2 years ago, the identity of this team was big, bruising.
Yeah.
I think Kenneth Hitchcock said there's a price to pay when you play
yeah.
the Winnipeg Jets. Seems like it's evolving a little bit. You're talking about the speed. Is changing that identity as easy as just plugging different players in, or is there more difficulties behind the scenes?
I think you change the style fairly easily because it's totally predicated on the people that you have. But the identity of the team doesn't have to completely shift. Maybe the perception of the team from the outside, yeah, we won't be as physical a hockey team. As we are, Nick Ehlers isn't going to run people, and that's fine. He's going to do other things. The identity will take, and I think each year you also have to reestablish that identity. But I think there was always an element of excitement in our games, in a good way, and I think that's going to be true. It's just going to look a little different. So we're a little faster hockey team. I think as these young players evolve, there's a skill level there that we haven't had in the past. That's going to take some time to start seeing the benefits of. Don't end your sentence with a preposition, by the way. I'm just saying that because I'm getting heat on that when I get home, right? I'm going to take some heat for it, and I try not to have that happen. But you have to redefine yourself still every year, and the players, the style of that play has a big impact. But all those other intangibles aren't related to how they skate, how they pass. We want to keep those.
I know you haven't made all your decisions yet, but are you comfortable with the idea of starting the season with 2, 3, 4 rookies in the lineup?
Well, we did it last year. We'll do it again if need be. I am, is the answer to your question, would be yes.
Paul, having
Hold on, I'm not done with it yet. I would be a proponent of it if warranted. Sorry.
Perreault with Line A and Armia, what do you hope to see? What are you hoping to see from those three?
Just so it'll be the first time that all three centers are in the rotation. So that changes everything about who players are playing against and who they're playing with. And it's actually not about that. I wanted to see Brian Little play with both of the newer left wingers that were at training camp. Had we had one more game, I'd see Scheife play with Connor or Patrick. So I'd like to see they'll have a different role kind of in how they play. I'd like to see how effective they are against an NHL team coming out against the 5-6 more often than the 2-3 defense. It changes really what they see on the ice.